Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you, who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to kimandlavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, wow.
No,
wow.
Not for air purposes, but yeah, we can talk about that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. You didn't even realize
it. Who it was?
No idea who it was.
I mean, I'm just being friendly Gary.
Yeah, you're being friendly Gary, right.
Wendy's Big Show here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. That's a friendly Gary Ellerson for Badger and Packer. Running back Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Baby Tau Schmidt here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. 1250 AM and theradio.com. If you miss anything, go to 105.7FMTheFan.com. Click on Fan on Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. The internet is just going crazy today. They're being really mean to people with this old man filter.
But this is the young filter on Ted Thompson. That is amazing.
They need to do something to him. And well, I also saw them do the old man filter to Ted Thompson, or say that they did and just put a picture of Ted Thompson and just say, this is Ted Thompson.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Just mean. It's really just mean. Really just mean. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Do you think the Packers are not trying to really win a Super Bowl every single year? Mark Murphy talked about it when we spoke to him yesterday, and he said, he used the term spoiled, so that sometimes maybe player or team fans can get a little bit spoiled, Gary, when you go to the playoffs for eight consecutive years. You have that run where you are one of the premier teams in football every single year, and every single year you're at the top three, four teams, title odds to win the Super Bowl every single year. And the last 2 years, the Packers have failed to go back. They haven't missed the playoffs for three straight years since the 80s. But Packer fans seem to believe in their heart of hearts that the Packers do not try to win the Super Bowl every year.
I think there's a consensus of them out there, and that's why we're going to do this topic today. We're going to find out. Now, our good friend Jeff Orlowski, and Jeff was going to take it the wrong way anyway, so it doesn't matter, but I'm not calling Jeff out, but I think Jeff also represent a lot of Packer fans in the way that they think, and I don't know if Steve can find it, but after listening to us and Mark Murphy yesterday, I think Jeff then tweeted out.
I can find it.
A response to the interview that we did with Mark Murphy.
Maybe Tosh will have it.
And it's not like Jeff is the first person that said that. I think a lot of people are maybe frustrated with the Green Bay Packers because you have a quarterback like Brett Favre and like Aaron Rodgers, and Steve has said this on numerous occasions, mm-hmm. that you've only got two Super Bowls in the last 30 years, and you had these two great players. And then I guess it comes to beg, are they really trying to win a Super Bowl? You got the tweet from Jeff?
It was Murphy just said Packer fans were spoiled under Mike McCarthy and Ted.
No, he said McCrappy.
Okay.
Right. Well, no, we won't do that. But
that's what Orlowski said, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he calls him on the air.
Sure. I was trying to clean it up for his purposes. Isn't the goal of every franchise to win a championship? If so, Murphy just admitted he's happy just making the playoffs. Such an idiot. Stick to sledding and overcharging your fans for everything.
So we just want to know if you feel like Jeff Orlowski.
I mean, now that is a season ticket holder.
Yeah, he is a season.
So I think that is also a way to put it as well.
Yeah, he is also a season ticket holder. I mean, very loyal season ticket holder. And I think there's a lot of people out there that feel the way that. Can we just start off with one phone call just real quick?
Sure.
Just ask this guy this question.
Nick's in Mequon. He's up on The Fan. Nick, do you really believe that the Packers are not trying to win a Super Bowl every year?
I believe it. I honestly straight up believe it because, yes, they have the talent, but they need the coaching experience to get them going more, in my opinion. I think they need more years with coaches. They need to get one coach to stay there consistently, and then I think they could make a run.
So you believe they're not trying to win a Super Bowl every year?
No, I think he needs to wait. He's probably going to wait a couple of years, and then he's going to make the push.
You want to ask him a question again? You want to ask him a question? I lost her.
Do you, Nick?
Yeah.
Appreciate you calling, man, all right?
Yeah, of course.
Thanks. This guy did just say that he was wondering if the Packers were going to stick with a coach for an extended period of time, and they did just have their coach for 13 years. Steve, for you, do you really believe that Packer fans think the Packers aren't trying to win a Super Bowl every single year?
Because I think that it was certainly the majority of Packer fans thought that while Ted Thompson was here. But I don't think there's any question. Majority of Packer fans, when Ted Thompson was general manager, believed that this dude was more about playing young players and trying to be competitive every year and was never willing to go all in and try to go forward to try to win a Super Bowl. That was the one biggest knock of Ted Thompson the entire time that he was here, even though he won a Super Bowl. I get it. But that was the one biggest knock. Now, new general manager comes in, and he's been far more active in all facets, of how you acquire talent, whether it be through trade, whether it be through free agency, whether it be through the draft. He's using all avenues. Ted didn't do that. So I think people are probably buying more into this current general manager trying to get this thing done than they were definitely buying into the previous general manager because, I mean, Gary knows we took call after call after call for all those years on the sports station. People just never truly bought that Ted Thompson was really trying to win this damn thing. He was more interested in playing young players and trying to be competitive year in and year out, which is fine. You know, get in the playoffs, you got a chance. I mean, that's nice, but if you don't have that dominant talent like Leroy did and those guys, unless you catch a magic carpet ride like they did the one year with McCarthy, it's going to be awfully tough to try and get the job done at the end of the day.
And maybe that's where some of that belief system came in, right? Where you do see it happen, just get in, and a year where they had, what, like 19 starters on IR that mm-hmm. year, and you just get in and you have the opportunity to get hot at the right time, and you can ride that wave of momentum. Sometimes you can get caught up in the whirlwind, and do you believe that's part of the reason why they were in that situation, or do you believe that was simply the philosophy moving every single year?
This was his philosophy moving every single
year. Okay.
And look, I definitely got caught up. I'm not going to say Gary did. I definitely got caught up. They won that Super Bowl, and I said, hey, man, we're talking about a possible dynasty here. Look, you can get these guys all off the IR. You can bring this team back. You're going to win a couple Super Bowls here the next 2-3 years. You've got all the talent in the world. Watch out. Here they come. And obviously, it was never to be again. And then what happens? Rodgers has that collarbone get broken against the Bears, right? And they can't win a football game. For a month, they would struggle to even win a football game. They were horrible. And then what happened? Phones started ringing, blowing up here at the Fan. Ah, this roster sucks. Aaron Rodgers was covering up the whole time. Ted Thompson isn't as good as we thought. Get rid of Ted. Blah, 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 blah. Couple years, Rodgers breaks it again, and again this team struggles, and again more people come for Ted. That's how this whole thing kind of turned on Ted. I firmly believe that. If Rodgers never gets hurt, I don't think it ever really turns on Ted to the degree it did. But when he did, and then you saw what was left in the cupboard, everybody freaked out. And again, in most situations, anytime a star quarterback gets hurt on another team, outside of the Patriots, they're probably going to suffer a significant setback, and you're not going to be that good.
Well, especially when so much of your payroll can be tied to one player, too. And then we talked to Mark about that as well, Gary, where the belief of how close the Packers were to a Khalil Mack deal and how close they were to acquiring the most dominant defensive player in football. That's a difficult way to build a roster. And they build the roster the way they do, but for you, does some of it also come into the fact of maybe they did get swept up in what happened in 2010 a little bit more, or was that simply the philosophy every single year always?
Well, I mean, you heard him talk about it. I mean, we got to cut when we play a little bit later, but I never thought that they're trying to win the Super Bowl every year. Now, no one understands and I think the Brewers are kind of in this spot a little bit right now too, but no one understands the dollars and figures of everything. And then we get on here, and we get on the radio, we try to dissect it. Oh, no, they can spend that money. We know they can. And you know, we heard him talk about that. I don't think it's smart to have the highest paid defensive player and the highest paid offensive player. It felt like, Steve, that they probably could have done it if they wanted to.
Yep.
And then he also then stated that then maybe the Chicago Bears gave up a better package than what they wanted to.
Yep.
And so it all kind of came out right on that show, really kind of how that thing all felt and went down. And it was pretty much how we thought that it did went down, that they didn't want to pay Khalil Mack, the highest paid defensive player. And they didn't want to give up any more draft choices.
Do you really think the Packers are not trying to win a Super Bowl every single year? 414-799-1250. Our Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day question of the day today, as it comes from our conversation we had yesterday with Mark Murphy, when they make the difficult decision to move on from Ted Thompson a couple of years ago, health-related, as he notes. Then they make the decision to move on from Mike McCarthy last year during the season. A lot of personnel changes may have believed that the Packers weren't just trying to get rings. Maybe they were just going over to the jewelry center and getting swept up in the scholarships Gary Ellerson was giving.
Yeah, man. So, you know, Dean Murray, owner of the jewelry center, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank building right there on the second floor. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Yes, guys, you're looking to get the, you know, a save, I guess, the most money on a piece of jewelry. Well, it's at the jewelry center. Dean Murray, he's always there. And he's most at the 76 in Layton location most of the time. That's kind of like the headquarters. All you got to do is walk in and ask for Dean Murray and tell him the boys from Big Show sent you. And if you do that, you're going to get a significant amount of off on any piece of jewelry that you want to purchase on that in that store. Guys, don't be alarmed when you walk into the jewelry center. There's going to be people in there, because there's always people in there. People know where to go to get the best possible deal. You guys need to start following these other people that are getting these best deals. And it's, you know, ladies, if you're buying something for your men, if you're buying something for your ladies, it is at the jewelry center. Ask for Dean Murray.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Do you really think the Packers are not trying to win a Super Bowl every year? Your thoughts next here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Bacon Fest is on at Wendy's. Nobody does bacon like Wendy's, and they're celebrating their delicious meat candy at Bacon Fest. Stop in for the new Bacon Jalapeno Cheeseburger or the Bacon Double Stack in the $5 Biggie Bag. Only at Wendy's Bacon Fest.
Big Show on the Fan, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. Bill Baby Tal Schmidt, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packer running back Gary Ellerson with you till 6 o'clock here on the Fan. Brewers and Braves tonight, the first place Atlanta Braves in the NL East do battle again. They got the win last night 4-2. I'll have the on-deck show for you at 6. Myself and Tim Allen after the game, Bayview Shade and Blind post-game show after stopper. Brandon Woodruff on the mound for the Crew goes after his 11th win tonight. How about it? Can't wait. It's going to be outstanding. Do you think the Brewers are not... Not the Brewers.
You probably could that topic tomorrow.
I'd really rather not. Do you really think the Green Bay Packers are not trying to win a Super Bowl every single year? Gary, you hear this enough as the man on the Green and Gold postgame show. I can only imagine after Packer games... Lord knows we hear it on the post-game show for the Brewers every single night.
Yeah.
So how much of this have you heard from through the years, not just stockpiling up yesterday?
Well, I heard a lot. I mean, there are a lot of people out there like Jeff Orlowski. I mean, I just think the Brewers, to me, are really in the same similar situation right now as far as whether they're going to go get a player or not get a player. What's the process? Who do you want to pay? Who do you not want to pay? How much do you want to pay? Where are you at in your farm system with the Brewers? They have farm. And with the Packers' development of younger players, can these guys make a jump from year two to year three? And then you count on that and you don't go get free agents. That all play. But as fans, I think we want our teams to spend the money all the time, every single year. And I think if you just look at it, I think the Dodgers have been doing that for years. And how many World Series do they have?
None.
I think if you push all your chips in, the Washington Redskins has been doing this for years. And how many Super Bowls do they have?
None.
So there are the Dallas Cowboys seem to have recently they've been paying a lot of jokers too. And how many do they have?
Since the 90s.
I mean, they're there. I mean, it's not like they're not there. They're there. They're knocking on the door. But the big moves and transactions that they've made really hadn't worked. I think 1 year, the Philadelphia Eagles, they call it the dream team. They had like five, six jokers. And did that work out for them?
Nope.
Really had. Now, they made it, well, they messed all that up, but they came back with a young quarterback with Nick Foles, and they went out and got one, but they developed, you know, that team. And that's why the team is winning. Got one. I just think as fans, we get so, well, we're fans. How about that?
Yeah, and you get caught up in the moment, and you get eyes to the prize, and every single year when you see Tom Brady hoisting a Lombardi Trophy and Bill Belichick, I think also some of that goes into it as well.
They're the only, I mean, and that's how most folks see the Patriots. That's the Packers' downfall, and Steve knows. Most people see what the Patriots do, and they think that every team could do it, and they can't. That's what makes the Patriots so special.
Just got to cheat at a higher level.
Yeah, right, Steve. No, you might be right, Steve. You may, no.
I'm sick of this Patriots stuff.
You could be right.
I'm just done with all of it. But this is the thing. Think about this, Garrett. We've been on doing this sports talk thing on this station since 2005. January 2nd of 2005, we've been doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure this is the very first time and point in time where it maybe doesn't apply all the way to the Packers yet, but it probably will in the next year or so, and it should still apply to the Brewers and the Bucks, mm-hmm. where you can honestly sit on the air and say all three teams legitimately are competing for championships in their sports. We've never had that.
No, we haven't.
We've never had where you can legitimately say the Bucks are competing for an NBA championship. Mm-hmm. That's never been the case at any point.
Mm-mm.
The Brewers are competing to win a world championship as well, which mm-hmm. was the thought coming into this mm-hmm. year. And the Green Bay Packers, as long as they have a Hall of Fame quarterback, will always be in that conversation to compete for a Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And that is kind of where we are right now as fans in the state of Wisconsin for the very first time, I believe, ever since we've started the station in 2005, and probably for the first time in my life.
So maybe we are spoiled, like Mark Murphy said.
You're spoiled when you start winning championships. You're not spoiled because...
Like the little brat kid in Boston that's always holding up the sign and adds another Super Bowl to it every year or whatever it was.
Sure, that's,
I hate that kid.
That's probably a...
I'd spit in his face if I said
That's probably a little bit of what we're talking about. But the good news is that our teams can't close, so you don't have to worry about that happening. I mean... The Brewers get so close. I mean, we went over this before. How many championship series have these teams been in? NFC Championship, NL Conference Championship, NLCS, or now in the case of the Bucks, Eastern Conference Finals, and they can't close. They can't get back to the big game. How many? 17, something stupid like that? Some huge number. You're just shaking your head, and you're like, what in the world? You can't finish. And... The Brewers couldn't finish last year.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks couldn't finish this last year either. And then the Packers, well, they've blown multiple opportunities when they've been in the NFC Championship game. Yeah. So from that perspective, be grateful that you're in a situation where all three of these teams are actually competing for championships at the same point. But at the same point, you, the Green Bay Packers, set the bar to where it is. And now to walk it back and go, well, our fans are spoiled. I mean, playoffs are tough. I mean, nothing will want to make a Packer fan absolutely lose their minds on Mark Murphy than that arrogant comment coming down at Packer fans. And again, none of us play, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you know how hard it is because you play in the National Correct. Football League. I get it. But as a fan, all we're looking at is this ticking, tick. And before you know it, it's going to go ding, 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 ding.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have a crappy quarterback for the next 20 or 30 years of your life, and it's going to be all over. That's what we're looking at. Now, by the time we get to that point, or right when we get to that point, you'll probably leave to go become commissioner of the NFL, and it won't be your problem. But right now, as a Packer fan, desperately trying to hope and pray that you can get one more Super Bowl before Rodgers gets out of here and before his career is done. That's how they look at it, Packer fans. Much different than how the real estate developer, Mark Murphy, looks at it.
I thought the tick was that the pizza was done. That usually is always a good thing. Jameson's in River Hills. He's up on the Fan. Hey, Jameson.
What's up, guys? How you doing? Long time no speak on the air. What's up?
Glad to hear from you. Yeah, we've been here, Jameson.
I've been listening. I just haven't been calling in, brother.
So this tickles your fancy right here then, huh?
Man, just a little bit, because on the outside, you're looking at one of the things that Packer fans always like to brag about is how many years in a row they've been sold out, how many years in a row you can't get tickets, how many years they've made the playoffs. However, if you're talking about incentive to win a Super Bowl, you look at the free agent picks that they've made and how much money they are under the salary cap every year. Now, from the outside looking in, it looks easy to say that they are not trying to win a Super Bowl until you look at veterans they're trying to bring back, look at free agent signings if they make any, looking at trying to extend contracts. But to me, it doesn't look like they go for it every year. But having the best quarterback in the league, maybe. But don't you still think this year that they're still slotted to be third in the division? So why would you still go out and spend all that money if you're going to spend all that money? And if you don't, it appears that you're not trying to win a Super Bowl. Correct me if I'm wrong.
So what's your answer to the question, Jameson?
My answer to the question is I don't believe they go for it every year. I believe they pick and choose when it is an optimal time to go for a free agent or free agents. They are not going for it every single year.
So is that good or bad or indifferent?
I have to say, first of all, it is smart business. Second of all, for your fans, they don't understand that it is smart business and you're not going to win a Super Bowl every single year or even make it to the NFC Championship every single year. So now, you have to pick and choose smartly.
Now, truth be told, you're a Dallas Cowboys fan. How do you feel about your organization, the way they've done things?
My organization has spent badly on free agents. They have spent badly on building an offensive line. They've overpaid, they're going to overpay Dak Prescott, who is below average. If he didn't hand the ball off 35 times a game, he probably wouldn't even be in the NFL. Jerry Jones is no longer pulling the strings. That's why you see a relatively good offensive line being built. And we'll have to go on and see what they do in the future.
Appreciate the call, Jameson. There's the smart business play that he brought up, that you can't always go all in. And we're having the conversation with the Brewers that you have to understand where you're at. You have to be honest with the situation and pick and choose your spots to go all in, especially when you're talking about the NFL, where you have a salary cap each and every year and a hard cap. But then there are the differences where you can bring in dudes in league minimums for tryouts that maybe you don't see the Packers go after the flyers of a Josh Gordon, to be a maybe bad example. But a recent example that the Patriots had for 4 or 5 weeks, worked out, kicked him to the curb once it's done, and then you continually try to cycle in to see what sticks.
I don't know. Ted has done really good over the course of time on street free agents. I mean, Sam Shields obviously comes to mind. I mean, they, year in and year out, while Ted Thompson was there, was very good on signing guys that weren't drafted. Undrafted free agents. I thought he did a pretty good job of that. Now, you're talking about problem children of going out and getting them. Corin Robinson comes to mind. Mm-hmm. He went out and brought Corin Robinson in. He walked out of alcohol rehab and right into the Packers. Literally, he walked out. Packers were there, got him, and away we went. And he was fine with the Packers. They had no issues with Corin Robinson. None to really speak of. But outside of Corin Robinson, I don't know if there are many other examples of that. I mean, obviously Charles Woodson, nobody else wanted him but the Packers, so he got stuck coming here and turned out to be the best thing for him and his career and for the Green Bay Packers and what they wanted to do at the end of the day. So that'd be another one that was kind of out there that anybody could have had that the Packers scooped up that was considered done or whatever. That's two. Do I have a third? I don't think I have a third. I think those are the only two I can come up with off the top of my head.
Corin Robinson is the only one that comes to my mind, and I remember that because it was that thought for me. I was like, dude, we're finally getting one of the guys that maybe has got a little edge. Finally. Haven't seen them take a flyer on somebody like that my entire life when I was watching the Packers. But maybe that's not the best business strategy. Maybe that's not how you're able to do it. Maybe it is just the coaching that you have. Mm-hmm. Tom's in Oconomowoc. He's up on the fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Jameson took a little bit of my point there. But again, you look at the drafts under Ted Thompson, steadily got worse. The inability to, and I know you don't have to go all in every year, but you have to take some kind of a little bit of a jump to get a free agent to help yourself out. And then I think the final point is the fact that Mike McCarthy, what was it, 2011, had a 14 or 15-1 record and loses to the Giants because it seemed like he was outcoached. And I don't know if that was meaning the system was, you know, kind of figured out or what, but just maybe they could have pulled the trigger on Mike McCarthy a few years earlier and helped themselves out a little bit more.
Appreciate the call, Tom. That 2011 team, that will haunt Packer fans forever.
No doubt.
And that was not a situation that was good for anybody that year.
But you know what? Here's how crazy this is. So I'm golfing these guys from Pittsburgh.
The Packer Hall of Fame golf outing yesterday?
Yeah. They reeled off all the AFC Championship games that they lost or games that they got knocked out of early and didn't. It sound almost like the Steelers were the Packers, but only that the Steelers' nemesis. Sorry. Only the Steelers' nemesis were the New England Patriots.
I hate the Steelers, so I'm the wrong person to come feel
well,
bad.
Well, into how they lost stuff and that they got Big Ben, they had Le'Veon Bell. I mean, they thought they had everything. They can never beat the Patriots. I think one year they may have lost to the Ravens. I think that knocked them out. They didn't expect to be knocked out. So, yeah.
Well, and they didn't expect to get knocked out by the Jaguars a couple of years ago either.
And that was another one.
And they got boat raced in that game when it was, what, like 45, 35? I mean, there's a total difference in philosophy. But you're right. There's going to be teams. 30 teams aren't going to make the Super Bowl. So there's going to be 31 fan bases every single year that are having similar debates as we are.
Maybe 30. If you make it to the Super Bowl and lose, I don't know if that fan base is that upset.
Depends on how you lose it.
Yeah, I suppose.
Were fans mad in 97 after that one?
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
But everybody thought they were going back again.
Yeah,
Nobody thought it was over. Mm-mm. If people would have known that it was over, it would have been way worse. Mm-hmm. But people just assumed they'd go back the next year. Like, no big deal. And then they decided not to bring everybody back. Mm-hmm. And that was the end of the run.
Well, unlike the 98 Packers, we will come back for you. We will come back after an update here on 105.7 FM, The Fans. Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Wendy's big announcement today. If you were listening yesterday, Bacon Fest is upon us at Wendy's. It's going on right now. When we talk about Wendy's, nobody sells more bacon cheeseburger than Wendy's because nobody does bacon like Wendy's. And it's time to celebrate this delicious meat candy in all its glory. It's always called meat candy. Yeah. We're turning up the sizzle with new items like the Bacon Jalapeno Cheeseburger and serving up hot and crispy deals like the Bacon Double Stack and the $5 Biggie Bag. That's right, the Bacon Double Stack is now in the $5 Biggie Bag, plus tons of other bacon favorites. It's a bacon lover's dream come true, and right now got a couple great contests going on at 1057fmthefan.com. Just click on the contest link at the top. It'll take you right there. We have a combo meal contest going on right now. 5 sets of 4 packs of combo meals. 5 different winners will be picked from there, and then 1 grand prize winner for the Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag. Now listen to me. There's a ton of stuff in this thing. Now, you got all the little fun stuff, right? The Bacon Fest t-shirt, the Wendy's water bottle, the Wendy's smartphone holder, a bacon pool float. It's super
long. Bacon pool float?
Yeah,
float on a piece of bacon?
On a piece of bacon, suntan, whatever it is, maybe in the pool. But
I'd be sizzling.
The Wendy's cinch bag. There's other stuff, too. But this is the fun stuff. Free Wendy's combo meal cards, a bunch. Free bacon jalapeno cheeseburger cards, a bunch. Free small fry coupons, a bunch. $2 off any large hamburger coupons, a bunch.
Let me hold them.
Free small frosty coupons, a bunch.
Eat them all
free
in one sitting.
Free giant fresh baked cookie coupons, a bunch.
Eat them all in one sitting.
And free small chili coupons, a bunch.
Can't eat all those in one sitting.
If you win the Wendy's Bring Home the Bacon Bag, you will be pretty much set with free food for a good amount of time at Wendy's going forward. And who doesn't love Wendy's? Go to 1057fmthefan.com. Go to the contest page and sign up for your chance to win both of those contests. Make sure to do it now because this contest isn't going to go very long. But they're giving back and letting the Big Show be a part of it.
So all the food that you just rattled off there, all the coupons that you have,
yeah.
How many of those could you eat in one sitting? Would you be able to eat one item of everything that you get in there in one
sitting.
Well,
Wendy's combo meal cards. So you're saying I'd have to have a combo meal?
You'd have to eat a combo meal.
Have a bacon jalapeno cheeseburger.
Just had one. They're fantastic. You can scarf that down.
An additional fry. Which is a small fry, though.
Yep.
A large hamburger. That's $2 off any large hamburger.
So that's now like three burgers,
right? Unless you have chicken or something with a combo.
Switch it up with the chicken. Right. I like that thought.
Small frosty. No problem.
Easy.
A giant fresh baked cookie. No problem.
That's like a treat.
And a small chili. No problem.
You're saying you could rip out one of everything.
See, the jalapenos. I'd have to take the jalapenos off. But I could...
Oh, see, now I would add jalapenos to everything else.
No, because that would ruin me for the rest of all everything else.
Well,
I'd
you couldn't do the show the rest of the day. I can tell you that much. That's
that
for
would
sure.
be it.
I don't know if you'd be doing the big show the rest of the day.
I think I could do... Yeah, maybe. I think I might be able to do it. I think if I did chicken for the combo meal, came back with that free bacon jalapeno
that
cheeseburger...
That was my thought.
And the large hamburger. Yeah, I think I'd be good. I think I might be able to
I would need a nap. After I got done.
I would need it.
Probably about 35 minutes later.
Oh, I would need more than that. Yeah, a good nap has got to be a couple hours. I'm not doing just 35 minutes.
Oh, no.
Minutes.
See, I finish eating. I sit down and just...
You rub your stomach?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what Thanksgiving is like?
I rub my stomach. Undo the belt a little bit. And I listen to Nick Bodie give you the latest in the world of sports. What's better than that?
That's comforting for Bodie. Don't have to read his flash.
Tell you a funny story. I texted Brooksy, you know, congratulations on another great finish. I mean, what he's done in the last four major championships and. Has been just unbelievable. He'd be so consistent, so solid, so he's been in contention to win each and every major championship. And I said, hey, dude, you know, you mind if I, you know, tag along and play a practice round? I've heard nothing.
Tiger gets ghosted by Brooks Koepka. That's before the British Open, the Open Championship going on, or getting started here coming up on Thursday. So they're doing their media rounds earlier today, and he just goes, yeah, man, hey, I figured I'd talk to him, see what he said, maybe do a practice round together, see how he's seeing the course. Brooks just left that on read.
Same thing Tiger would have done when Tiger was in his prime.
That's exactly what I thought.
You need to stop. I mean, that crap, he wasn't doing any of that crap with anybody else either.
No.
You think if Phil been like, hey, Tiger, let's go do a practice round. Tiger would be like, oh, sure, come on. I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I don't think so.
Come on out here. And then he would just not tell him that he wasn't
no
coming.
No chance.
So you're saying he would have stood somebody up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, no doubt.
There was a video of him earlier this year. I don't remember who he was playing with, but the one guy hit the ball in, raced over to grab it out of the cup. Tiger pokes his in, does the same thing, races to go pick it out of the cup. You never would see Tiger be doing some stuff like this.
Mm-mm.
And to see him...
He knows he's at the end.
This is new Tiger, yes.
But to start having the success that he is having, though...
He's not having any success.
He won the Masters 4 months ago.
Okay. I heard him this morning talking about... They don't even know if he's going to finish. He's already hurt. They're hoping that he finished the first round. I mean, they're telling everybody, if you're going to tune in, you better tune in tomorrow because that may be it if you want to see Tiger. They're already saying that he's not going to. They don't know. Tiger is a lot like the Green Bay Packers. I have no idea. Yeah, he won the Masters this year. I don't know what that is. You just don't know. It's hurt.
And the reason, like we were talking about, is he's so relaxed and he is this because he knows he's at the end now.
Yeah.
I mean, now he's just kind of
totally
playing.
Different dude.
He's playing it out. He's relaxed. He doesn't have the stress. It is what it is.
Yeah.
There are no more expectations on Tiger Woods at all that he'll ever do anything again. He won that tournament and got to celebrate it with his kids, winning a major with his kids right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's cherry on the sundae. I'm sure that was the one thing he wanted to do once so they were old enough to remember all this.
Mm-hmm.
He got to do it, got to live that moment, and now whatever happens, happens. And
now you just think he's like, it's just gravy from here on out?
Brooksy.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to stop competing.
No, he'll still play.
But the stress level that goes along with being so serious all the time and being all secretive about everything, that's done.
Right. Well, now when my back get a twinge, I'm done.
Yeah, I don't
play through the pain
anymore. I'm not going to play through the U.S. Open on a torn ACL.
No, I don't have to do that anymore.
Those days are done.
Nah.
Those were some of the most impressive
days I've
ever seen.
Matter of fact, I'm already telling you I got a little tingle in my back right now anyway.
Just a little forewarning?
Just a little forewarning.
I hit a couple off the fairway. My back feels worse.
Yeah, you already said it. Dude.
It
so
is
if
still.
You want to see, is it Thursday?
No. Thursday will start up.
What's the date? What's it?
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah, so if you want
to see.
Kim
and LaVoy Judgment Day.
You want to see Tiger Thursday? Yeah, you better tune in Thursday.
You better get over there right away, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing better, though, when you're watching a major championship knowing that Tiger's there. But Brooks Koepka is going to get to that level at some point. Like, where people, it's destination viewing for what Brooks Koepka's done. Because the last 3 years, he has been destination viewing, especially on Sundays.
He's not destination viewing until those talking head shows that everybody hates start talking about him every day.
And they're not.
Until we get to that point, he's not destination viewing. He's just a golfer on the tour that's really good. That's what he is. I hate to break it to you. Y'all hate y'all your talking head TV shows. I understand. But until those folks start talking about this dude, like they talked about Tiger, which was damn near every day, mm-hmm. until you get to that point, then he's just a really good golfer on a PGA tour.
Will he ever have that opportunity?
Maybe not.
He's Dustin Johnson right now. I mean, Dustin Johnson can play some golf.
Yeah, but he's better than Dustin Johnson's ever been.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson put together a nice little string here a couple years ago, or maybe last year. So it's not like he...
But didn't Dustin Johnson get down with Gretzky's daughter?
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Didn't that kind of help put him on the map?
Yeah, well, they had some problems, though.
Right, but that's what put him on the map and got people talking about him.
Yeah, and then he started winning.
Up.
Yeah, he started winning.
Right, because before that, he was a choke, right?
Yeah,
couldn't close.
Yes, mm-hmm. couldn't close.
Right.
He was like, who else couldn't close like that for a long time? Just one reason.
Jim Kelly.
No, I'm talking about a golfer, man.
Oh, sorry.
Spaniard, I think he was. I think he's the one who introduced Tiger to his wife. She was like his au pair or something like that.
Well, Mickelson also had that problem, too.
Mick had it for a long time.
For quite some time as well, right?
Yeah, Mick had it for a long time. What's the guy that wear all the orange stuff and the orange shirt?
Ricky Fowler.
Ricky Fowler's another one.
Can't even come close.
He's another guy that can't just seem to win the big one yet.
It is still fun, though, watching all these dudes and knowing that every single one of them grew up watching Tiger Woods, like, idolizing Tiger Woods.
Well, when Tiger... Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
Then you have somebody that he calls knocking on your door to try to play around with you, and then you're just like, you know what, man, I'm all good. I'm Brooks Koepka, dude. I'm Brooksy. I don't need no Tiger Woods. Kidding me? I'm Brooksy. I don't need any of that nonsense.
Why do you think Brooksy did that?
Well, I mean, we saw him ghost his girlfriend right before the end of the U.S. Open.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever, dude. He said he doesn't play golf outside of the majors. He's like, outside of the tournaments, I don't really play.
Who, Brooksy?
Brooksy.
Okay.
He's like, I don't really hit the practice rounds. I just go out there and just play whenever the tournament starts.
He said that?
So, yeah, he's like, whatever. I don't know. Am I supposed to play before?
Okay, so that dude doesn't care about it being great. I mean, if that dude's serious... And I don't know if he is because Baby Tosh is not
so I kind of hope that he's not.
But if that dude's serious and he really isn't putting all that work in, he's just this God-given talented, and he's not doing all the stuff that Tiger did for all those mm-hmm. years, this tour would be in a whole hell of a lot of trouble if he actually did give a damn.
This is Brooks.
I just practice before the majors. Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you see me on TV, that's when I play golf.
Play that game one more time. He's lying.
I just practice before the majors. Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you see me on TV, that's when I play golf.
Drop the mic.
He did smile after he said that. After everybody started laughing.
See video, did he?
He kind of smirks a little bit here.
I still don't know if he's serious.
Don't know if he's serious, though. That's
I think
like
he might
issue.
Be laughing because he realized that everybody realized what he's doing now.
Regular tournaments, I don't practice. If you see me on TV, that's when I play golf.
He's like, yeah. Is that bad? Is that a bad thing? Am I not supposed to say that?
He's all yoked up, too. Look at him. Look at his arms.
Looks like he's wearing a small shirt. He's probably fit into an extra large.
He's wearing a medium.
But don't you think, like, Tiger sees that and is like, you got to be kidding me. Like, do you know what I went through to get to where I was, and now you're telling me this is what you're doing?
Yeah, I just got to
You're
out.
Just showing up and
do
playing.
Do you know how mad I would be if I was another PGA golfer if I heard that?
Hang out.
I'm out here busting my butt, blisters all over my fingers and everything else, cut raw, and you don't even do any of this? You just show up and play and kill us?
Yeah, Adam Scott hates that guy right
now. No question.
Like, everybody else hates that dude right now.
No doubt.
Nobody hates John Young, though.
No,
especially the people that work with John Young.
Right, the guys over at Young Express, great people to go work for if you're looking for a new career. Now, I talked about this the other day. So many times we wait till the holidays, right, around December or whatever, and that's when you decide, man, really wish I would have saved up more money during the year so I had more money for presents. Man, I wish I made more money during the year so maybe I got could get a couple more toys for my kids. That's really when it comes up. Then the other
toys for myself.
Right. Then the other day, you're going to laugh at me, and I don't really care. But I was watching the Rodney Peete show, and we're way behind. So the season's already done. We're just now getting to it on the DVR or whatever else. And they were promoting that the Hallmark Channel, which is the show that the show is on, is doing Christmas in July. So all those Hallmark Christmas movies, Baby Tosh, that you see at Christmas time, they're airing them in July, all those same Christmas movies in July. Which made me think of Young Express, because this is exactly what I was just talking about the other day. Start thinking about, you know, 6 months from now.
Sure.
Now, if you're going to make that change, if you want to make more money than you're making now, if you want to be able to go and buy a couple extra presents for your kids and all that fun stuff, everybody wants to spoil their kids, right? Young Express is the company that we talk about so much, are continuing to grow. If you're looking for a new career, would you like to be a part of a Christian-based family-run company? Company has been in business over 27 years. Well, you're in luck. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is growing. They're currently looking to add to their dispatch department and sales departments. For me, talking about what a great company this is to work for. Now, go and apply online with different positions open. There's one that is perfect for you. Let's talk about those dispatch opening right now, right? Some of the things you need. Good basic math skills, good phone skills, overall friendly disposition for dealing with a variety of customers and drivers. Don't be a jerk. Experience is desirable but not necessary. They will train the right individual, and you can become a part of the Young Express team today. At Young Express, you get competitive hourly wage, paid holidays, vacation time, 401k with company match, always like that, and, of course, a health plan. Apply for the position that fits your passion, sales or dispatch, at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane comes up next. 414-799-1250. Get reset the big topics. Give you the final say on them. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.